This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. In a first for a local wildlife hospital, the Prairie Wildlife Rehabilitation Center, PWRC, admitted six owls for care and recovery. Julia Burkhar, the Wildlife Education Program Coordinator and Facilitator at PWRC, says that although they often have owl patients, six owls, especially from five different species, is a rare experience.
Six owls has really surprised me. I've been kind of involved in wildlife rehab in the province for like since kind of 2019. So I've been able to see my fair amount of animals, and I don't think I've ever seen six owls. Well, I've seen groups of owls, but not five different species at the same time, which is super impressive. And it's definitely getting the check marks on my bingo card of owls to be seen.
Manitoba is home to 11 species of owl, and the five species they had at the center recently were two great gray owls, Manitoba's provincial bird, the great horned owl, the boreal owl, the short-eared owl, and the northern hawk owl. Some of these patients might have been struggling to get through the winter, explains Burkhar, with one of the great grays and the great horned putting on some weight before being released. However, she says the others were in rougher shape.
One had a window strike out by Polo Park, kind of around the bus loop area, which is really kind of interesting to think about. Definitely not the spot you would expect to see a little boreal owl. And then the northern hawk owl was actually hit by a car. So this is not an uncommon thing we see with birds of prey, like even with the hawks and falcons, eagles, owls, because when they're hunting something, they're pretty much laser focused on things.
Some of these owls are now ready to be released, including the short-eared owl, which was returned to the wild on the weekend of January 25th to 26th. This owl, brought in from the north, had suffered a window strike, a common injury for many birds that come to the center. About 80% of the animals treated at the hospital are birds, many of which are injured by road collisions, window strikes, or chemicals. As natural habitats continue to shrink, owls and other wildlife are increasingly adapting to city environments, and incidents like window strikes and car collisions are becoming more frequent.
Making sure that we are being mindful of them and being mindful of the space we are taking. Like you said, habitat loss is such a huge thing. And that is why we are seeing more and more animals in the city. They're learning to cope. They're learning to figure out how to live amongst us, which some folks are super cool with, but some folks are less cool with.
Burkhar explains that through educational programs, the center helps raise awareness and teaches students and parents about protecting and living with wildlife.
It's also really important that we care for our planet. And one of the residents of our planet that sometimes we might take for granted is the wildlife. So going out to schools, talking to adults, talking to kids, people of really all ages, allows them to maybe foster an appreciation or deepen their appreciation, or if not even just being more aware of like, oh, hey, like there is a lot of birds hitting my windows. I'm going to get those stickers to put on so that less birds will hit my window.
Burkhar acknowledges that topics like habitat loss, creating animal safe cities, and caring for injured wildlife can be tough to discuss. That's where wildlife ambassadors like Yazi, the saw-whet owl, come in. Yazi could not be released after a shoulder injury that didn't heal properly. Burkhar says these ambassadors, all once patients at the center, spark curiosity and can lead to pursuing a career working with animals or making small changes that make our homes safer for wildlife.
I talk to kids about this often, and even adults, by like doing neighborhood cleanups makes a huge difference. Animals can get into garbage. Garbage is also really bad for the environment. And I still see people littering on a daily basis, chucking that coffee cup out of their window or tossing something onto the road and so on and so forth. So there's really small things that we can be aware of.
Although seeing animals sick and injured is never pleasant, Burkhar notes that having five different owl species in care simultaneously is an opportunity to further wildlife conservation education and efforts. The center continues raising funds to construct a wildlife rehabilitation center on the 43-acre property purchased south of Selkirk, Manitoba. It also accepts donations to pay for the medical care, space, and food for the thousands of animals who pass through its doors annually. If you have found a wild animal that may be orphaned or injured, PWRC encourages you to call 204-510-1855. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.